Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
57 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
56 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
56 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
56 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
56 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
55 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
53 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Sunny.
53 degrees.
W8FU. Oh, you again. What's up? Where are you at?
Yeah, me again. And I'm right here.
You must not move much. Every time I ask you, that's where you're at. You must be just glued down here.
Well, as Don used to say, it must be here because I'm not up there.
Well, I got banned by Hotline yesterday or the day before, setting up Ho's phone. They didn't like the fact that I provisioned a different unit behind my IP. So it must be tomfoolery since I got banned.
Really? I never heard of, two hams in one household? that's interesting.
They sent me a letter, said there was some unit trying to provision with improper credentials, but that's not the case. The case was is that they, when I provisioned, I never provisioned my phone with their server. I just used the soft phone credentials. And it was, it worked just fine for weeks and weeks. And then I provisioned Ho's phone behind, at my house. And then everything stopped working on my land. I switched over to, my phone even wouldn't work. It was on my Wi-Fi. But as soon as I switched it over to, 5G, it would work just fine. So it was obvious they banned my IP. And then they sent me a note and said, oh, and also you have BLF enabled on multiple devices, which I haven't had for weeks. But they had to go back to the last entry they saw for it was like the end of June. like, no, that's been taken care of. Like, I don't know. They just are looking for something, you know?
That was Hamtramck Hotline or Hoyt?
No, Hoyt don't care what you do. No, that's Hotline. Hotline's when it's all draconian and self-important.
For some reason I thought you were talking about Hoyt at first, but I don't know. I never turned off BLF on my phone. I didn't. So it's still pinging their servers with my stuff.
Well, when yours stops working, and I think today was the day that they warned, if your BLF function wasn't turned off by today, you'd be banned. So you'll have to go through and remove all the BLF entries and write to them and tell them you want to release ban release when it happens. And did you reprovision? You've got a 7-digit number from them, right? Because they've warned anybody that hasn't reprovisioned that they're going to stop working here. I don't know if it's today or whatever, but you don't have one of the newer 7-digit user numbers, it's another thing that's going to shut you down.
Come to think of it, there was a yellow light on Hampshire's hotline. So I'm betting I am in the naughty group.
Well, hopefully it just pushes people in the frustration to go over to Hoyt. That guy deserves, with his support and the way he runs things, he deserves to be the one. But Hotline's the oldest, so, you know, of course they get that nod.
Yeah, I think Hoyt was a defector that didn't want to have all the restrictions or whatever, but I don't know. Some of the HA restrictions might be size related, or when you're small, it doesn't cost that much to run whatever, and once you get bigger, you start needing more bigger VMs.
Yeah, well, Hoyt goes out of their way to mention that BLF is perfectly acceptable, and they'd expect you to use it on their network, so I have a feeling they either they're either not aware of what it could cost bandwidth-wise, potentially, or they don't see themselves getting to that point, or they're prepared for it. I don't know, but I see them as being very hard. It would be very hard for them to turn that feature off, since they seem to really, really advertise that fact.
Yeah, that Jesse, Jesse guy in Hawaii, like extension 1001 or whatever, he was like the first extension there. He was a handshake hotline admin, so I'm guessing he's fully aware of what having that on means.
I talked to my buddy Steve, who's a extremely well-versed in that world, the SIP world. He's managed a number of large corporate systems and stuff. And he's, when I told him about that, he kind of chuckled and he says, they don't know how to manage their stuff, so he doesn't seem to feel it's that big a deal. I don't know. I mean, he should know. But he didn't seem to think that was realistic. Who knows? We don't know what they're hosting on, right?
Yeah, I don't know. A few years ago they turned it off and everybody was in an uproar and they were all, it's never coming back. They were never going to do it. And it was too much processing and it was costing us too much money and we're all volunteers and all that jazz, and Somebody found out that somebody left a debug script on, and that was what was causing all the bandwidth. And so after that cooled down, all of a sudden my lights started working again. And now they're back to in too much resources.
Well, you sometimes wonder if they're their own worst enemy. I think some of the things troublesome for them is their own doing. I mean, I don't understand their whole provisioning thing. I mean, I could see them offering that, but just give out credentials and let people fire up their devices. I just, this whole wait for them to, I guess they want people that have absolutely no knowledge at all of how any of this stuff works to be able to just copy and paste a line in their web browser and just replace the IP address of the phone. It's like, I guess that gets people that have, but who wants to talk to those people that's the most they could figure out?
Yeah, I think that was part of the fun of it, was, learn how all that stuff works. And a few years ago, they had to change the server or something like that on the, they said everybody has to reprovision their phone, and I'm just like, why don't I just change the address in this line right here and not have to lose all the settings I have in my phone and all my lines on my sidecar. And it was just like, why are you making everybody reset their phones when you could just tell them to, change this server to this server?
Yeah, and that's part of my complaint, okay, I get it. There's a dumb as a box of rocks solution to get them online. And if that's, if that's very important to you and that's who you want to, cater to, then okay. But there should also be I kind of know what I'm doing. This is amateur radio after all. A few of us still know how to do things or want to figure out how to do things. They don't want it spoon-fed. And they don't cater to that in any way whatsoever. I just don't know. It's like, I don't know what their target audience is and why they're, what their logic is that they got to that point where they're just absolutely a closed box, color by numbers kind of an affair. Ah, well, whatever, enough complaining about that. I'm back to working after getting my van released, so I'm back to, now I got the service I don't ever use working again.
CBLA. Yeah, I remember that happened. I talked to the guy I know, and like, can I not just do this? And he's like, you need to reprovision your phone, but you didn't hear from me, but yeah, that'll work. I don't know what they're touting about, but silliness. Yep.
Okay, got my morning poison ordered. A little bit of a line here at the Starbucks. Just got a alert from two different people that there's some sort of thing affecting Windows going on, crashing Windows boxes all over the world. You were quite noisy on that last one.
Better?
Yeah, that was better.
I said, you see Donut Dave's first thing in Slack this morning. He was up all night dealing with that.
Okay. I saw Who Cares Dave posted something on it a few minutes ago. My buddy Steve posted something, and I didn't see Donut Dave's. Yeah, I'm sure he'd be probably up to his arsehole on that. Anyhow, is there anything I need to be worried about?
It sounded like it was boot in safe mode and hit delete. Like you have to physically touch every machine. So. Not sure, but you know, they had issues.
Okay, PP. Hey, you probably PP a lot. You're like me. What's up?
CNN says Microsoft says the underlying cause of the worldwide or outage has been fixed, although airlines are still struggling. So there's the little news brief about that part.
Did they say what it was? I mean, I have Windows boxes all over the place. Do they have to be connected in a certain way, or I don't know. Most of my stuff's on it has physical security. They're on networks, but they're networks that are physically secure. I don't know. I sure hope. I haven't gotten, my phone isn't blowing up, so I certainly hope I don't have problems. I could be walking into a nightmare this morning, though.
They say it hit airlines, banks, and businesses, which just about covers everything. That's very, very limited news coverage on it yet, at least, you know, on the, you know, the big three, you know, CNN and Fox and Associated, so very limited news coverage on it, just the headlines, but they're saying it's fixed, so take that for what it's worth.
Like it was something to do with CrowdStrike, I guess.
What's CrowdStrike?
Some of those computer guys have it on the computers. Not sure what it is. Is it a firewall or what?
All right. Well, I'm only a mile from the shop. I guess I'll get online when I get in, as long as I don't walk into a nightmare. Oh, come on. These people that loaf along at 30 or 35 and a 45 driving up a wall. Anyhow, I'll be in the shop in a minute. I'll know if it's affecting any of my stuff the minute I hit the door.
Yeah, there is a news story about CrowdStrike. It says Microsoft is blaming CrowdStrike. So CNN seems to have the most coverage on it, guys. If you guys want to read up on it, go to CNN webpage.
I know there's something on my work laptop for CrowdStrike, so maybe I won't have to work today.
Or you might have to work twice as hard. You never know. I'm in the car business, and I know that hack that hit CDK systems, I know that was a nightmare for those car dealerships. It took out everything.
New world we live in. It's going to be always be people just looking to take our stuff down. Do you think they'd have some end goal, or is it just to cause just general chaos? Any exploit just to cause general chaos? Or is there some end game? Or are they practicing for the real hit? What is it? There's got to be something. Could it just be some script kiddie just, you know, excited to brag to his friends that he took down the world?
I have paid him a selfish theory.
It'd be hard to go back to drafting boards and drawings. And some of them do it for the lulz, some of them do it for ransomware, and some of them do it to, for more of a nefarious purposes.
Oh, baby. Looks like the demolition is just about to begin. They got all the everything roped off and all the big heavy equipment in place. Hoo-wee.
Try it again. I think a lot of this stuff is caused by outsourcing. You know, you get all of these guys, like, take a position like Sean's, for example. He knows all the insides and outs and everything else, and then all of a sudden somebody comes in and decides they want to save a few bucks, and then they outsource, you know, Sean's entire department, and then you just don't have the inside knowledge. And I think that's what's happened with a lot of this IT stuff. You know, you need to keep the people that are smart there. Otherwise, this stuff is going to keep happening.
Well, there's something for sure. All right, I got to get out of here, get inside. I will, I'll be back on in a few. W8FU.
73 Sean, EBA1. Yeah, the guy in India is cheaper.
Oh, yeah. That's what it says. I mean, look what happened to the Ascension. 73 is everyone. And I got to get ready to go to work in a KPP.
It's cheaper until it's not, then it's really not cheaper.
Yeah, but they get away with it for a little while and look like heroes. And then they're gone when it messes up.
Yep, exactly. Keep getting away with it, keep getting away with it, and then all of a sudden, crap hits the fan.
Okay, later. Have a good day. And it's KPP.
Okay, you get one.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 57 degrees.
KK6J, KFACTI.
KK6J, go ahead. KF8BPI, KK6J calling. KF8BPI, KK6J, one last time, and I'll be standing by and monitoring.
KK6J, this is KF8BPI, do you copy?
Roger that, go ahead. KK6J back to you.
Seems I'm right on the edge of the range here. Over here.
Yeah, you got a little too much static there to copy clearly, so you need to do something else with that antenna to get a little better range on portable. So I'm setting up my ICOM right now, so I don't have to leave this on and run the battery down. Back to you, and you might want to hold the HT to keep it away from your body. It might help a little bit.
Copy that, KK6J. Yeah, I'll have my new antenna here tomorrow to that fit out, so he's good out there hunting it.
Roger that. A lot better for hunting, huh? Yeah, the other one should be here tomorrow or maybe Monday, I don't know. But it's USPS, so that tends to slow things down. But it's in Detroit now, so that shouldn't take him more than a couple of days to get here, right?
Sounds about right. Actually, it's funny you say that because I had a package go to northern Ohio, and then for some reason it got shipped down southwest, like central United States somewhere, and then back up to Michigan. That was a couple weeks ago.
On a different one now?
Right now I'm just using the rubber duck antenna that came with it.
Okay, well, with those adapters, you'll be able to use that that other Yaesu that I had on the old FT-51. That was a pretty good antenna. But anyway, I'm going to set this ICOM up and get that thing
because that'll run on that 100 amp hour battery for quite some time. Anyway, I'll get back to you a little bit later when I get this set up, and I'll be monitoring anyway all day.
Sounds good. I'll be out here until about 10 o'clock, and heading back in. I'm curious if you can spot me on APRS as well. I'm transmitting every 3 minutes. When I'm near Mayville, it transmits my location pretty reliably. I know that they're following on APRS Edify. And as I moved out towards Kingston, I noticed my location was disappearing. But I'm still picking up other people's locations out here, so not really, not entirely sure. But when I am near Mayville, it definitely seems reliable.
Roger that. Listen, I'll get back to you in a little bit when I get this other thing set up, and we'll probably switch to another one so we don't tie this frequency up. So this is KK6J. I'll be clear on yours.
Sounds good. KK6J and Benji. Out.
WATAP.
Good morning, 0900 hours, sunny, 63 degrees.
KEATFM.
KFAPPI, KK6J.
KK6J is KFAPPI, go ahead.
Okay, how do you read? Are you getting that close?
Yeah, I'm probably about 5 minutes out of Mayville right now.
Okay, I'll get back to you in a little bit on the phone, okay?
Roger that. KFABPI, over now.
KK6J, clear.
KK6J, KFABPI. KK6J. KF8BPI.
KK6J, go ahead.
You mentioned a moment ago you were trying Simplex. What frequency was that on?
I got to talk about that. we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Okay, you're still working bugs out of the radio.
Roger that. KK6J, clear and standing by.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny, 68 degrees.
NAKPP.
KFABPI, standing by.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny, 71 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees.
W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 75 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees.
W8CPT.
W8CPT. KEATFM.
Hey, Davian, what's going on?
Not too much. Driving to Livonia to pick up some parts, and then I'll start working my way back. I actually just left you a voicemail, man. Like, not that long ago. I don't even think 5 minutes ago.
Okay, yeah, I've been playing with a radio and haven't looked at my phone. Well, I'm guessing it's about fishing, huh?
Yeah, the winds are going to be calm all night and all day tomorrow, so when I get home, I think I'm going out and I'm going to do some evening surgeon here. I'm going to try to get out while it's still light, just so I can kind of get things figured out, get situated. But I'm going to go out tonight probably, I don't know, like 7 to midnight, something like that. I probably will go launch an Elginac there.
Yeah, that sucks. I got family coming over, so I can't tonight. But I don't know, maybe Sunday or Monday, depending on the weather.
Yeah, I'm going to basically be... I mean, I usually don't plan the fishing in advance. I kind of look at the weather for the next 3 days, and then if I got free time, I head out there. So I still could wind up, you know, Saturday and Sunday being out there. So, yeah, definitely that'll be on the table because I'm not putting that boat in storage until I get a sturgeon this year.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go out and show you how to do it. Just tonight I can't. Yeah, I'll be back down by you Saturday night, I believe, probably later, though, and then I'm there till like Tuesday, I think, so, yeah, I could drive to your house and jump in with you and go, so I don't know how the weather's going to be, though. I'll have to look. How's it sound, by the way?
You sound fine. No issues at all. Sounds like you're loud. Sounds like you might be a little close to the mic is the best way I can describe it, but perfectly understandable. You're definitely making it in.
All right, yeah, because I ended up getting that VGC radio, and I'm actually using the Bluetooth mic, and I got the HT sitting on my coffee table at my house hitting the Richmond repeater, no problem with an HT. That's pretty cool.
Very good. Yeah, I'm over at 676 at Telegraph, so I can hold this repeater all the way to Livonia, the Warn repeater, but it starts to get a little sketchy. I still haven't programmed the West Bloomfield machine yet.
Yeah, you're hitting it pretty good. It's a little crackly, but it's coming in good. So that's good.
Yeah, for tonight, I even picked up at the grocery store some of the secret sauce for fishing.
And I hit a button that I didn't know what it did, so I didn't hear anything you said if you replied to me. WCPT.
No, I was just saying I didn't hear it actually. So, no, I got, I even went to the grocery store and I picked up some secret sauce for fishing.
All right, I would definitely use that at least on one. And if you go out today and give it a shot, there's probably going to be quite a few people out there, I would guess, on a Friday night. So, yeah, your best bet would be to go in the middle there and find a deeper hole, see if you can see any on your graph, too. They're pretty big. You should be able to see them when you go over them.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, is that I see something. But I'm basically just going to go to the spots that you marked for me, and I'm just going to concentrate on one area just to keep it simple. You gave me, like, two spots there in the North Channel. Something about a house with a flag, or a yellow house that's out there, I think, is what it was. But, yeah, I'm just going to go to those, stay in one area to keep it nice and simple.
Yep. Make sure you got a real bright light, spotlight, that you could shine at folks with it being a weekend, in case they're coming at you and don't see you, because some of them party boats get crazy and don't pay attention. But my guess is you're going to see people anchored all over the place, and that should slow them down. If you don't get on the outside fringe of a group of boats. Try to, like, go upstream a little bit and find an empty spot and make it so if somebody's coming from the lake, they hit other people first.
Yeah, I learned last year to have a spotlight in the boat, because that's exactly what happened. It was like 12:30 at night, and, everybody's relaxed or kind of, relaxed and not paying attention, and I had a power boat coming right at us, and, and it turned at the last second, but still, I'd have felt much better having a light a little bit sooner, because he got a little bit too close for me.
Yeah, I haven't been out there in the last couple of years. I guess there's a lot more sturgeon fishermen, and they anchor right in the middle of the channel, because there's a good hole there, kind of in front of Lega's Bar, if you see where that's on shore. But the good part of the hole is right in the middle of the river. And a lot of these sturgeon fishermen now don't care that they're in the middle of the river. I never did that unless it was like middle of the night when there's no traffic, or like in October when none of the pleasure boats were out anymore. But I guess they don't care if they just anchor or whatever. So you'll probably see people all over the place, I'm guessing, especially with how nice it's going to be in the season, just open Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's not too bad. I figure Saturday will be worse. That's kind of why I'm going to try to go out tonight. We'll probably go out tomorrow, too, because the winds are going to be calm here the whole weekend. So I'll do a little bit tonight. I'm going to keep the boat right on the trailer, and I'll probably head out tomorrow morning as well, too. But tomorrow morning I'll stay more over by the spillway and the Mile Roads area there. So I want to try and go after muskie out in front of the spillway.
There you go. Yeah, that ought to be fun, too. Make sure you don't forget bug spray, and if you got a thermosel, hook that, get that thing going and put it in your boat.
Yeah, I bought one on your recommendation. I haven't used it yet, but I got it brand new sitting there, so that'll be going out tonight as well with me. So, luckily the big hatches, I think, are just about done. Last weekend was actually really bad, especially in the morning. It was terrible. But so I'm hoping it's going to be not as bad here this evening, and most of the big hatches are over.
Well, unless things change about 9:15, they're going to come. come off of the island side and bombard you, and then by about 10:30, the big swarm of mosquitoes will be gone, and you'll just have, like, normal amount. So I would say 8:30-ish, 8:45, make sure you got that thermocell started by then. Because, yeah, they pretty much are bad until frost kills them off. it's like they hatch in the island, and then they swarm across the water, and they eat whoever they can in the boats, and then they end up in on the mainland to find more blood. WHCPT.
Well, the wind should be out of the north, so maybe that'll help a little bit. We'll see. But yeah, you're probably right. I keep forgetting that big island's there. That kind of dictates that it's going to happen all the time. KEA-TFM.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to bring the kids with you at all or not, but if you got any of those mosquito nets, grab them, and that'll probably help if it does get bad.
Yeah, the boys will probably be there. At least my oldest will come with me. My younger son, he's kind of hit or miss because he hates bugs. That'll be like the first question he asks. They're going to be bugs. And I'm honest with him because if he's not in the mood, I don't feel like getting out there and dealing with it. Because like I tell him, I don't leave. Once I'm there, I'm there. So he didn't like the bugs last weekend. He was pretty miserable with it. He didn't go out in the afternoon with us because of that.
Yeah, that's why sturgeon fishing, I usually enjoy it more like September, October, because a lot of them mosquitoes are gone, and it's not that bad. But, I mean, I don't know, around my house they didn't seem to be as, it should be terrible with all that rain we got, but a couple times I went outside, they weren't swarming me like they were last year, so who knows, maybe they might have sprayed for them, too. Who knows? But with all that, you know, I don't know if you could spray those big marshes. I mean, you could spray them, but there's a current flowing through because, you know, the St. Clair River, even in the marshes. So whatever you spray, it would kill them for a little bit, and then new water would move in, and they'd just start all over again.
Yeah, I doubt they'd spray anything there. That's all protected wetland. I don't think they'd do anything. But yeah, you're right, with the current moving, as soon as you put something down, it's already in the Detroit River in a day.
Yep, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people out there though, and if the spots I gave you are got people in them, then just go about 6 miles an hour upstream. I think you said you had side scan. I don't know how good you have it tuned in and adjusted and everything, but you should be able to see some big marks, like with two or three marks next to it, you know, all looking like about the same size. That's usually schools out from your boat. And then if they're underneath you, it'll be the biggest fish mark you've ever seen. It'll actually almost look like a sturgeon. Unless you got the fish ID on, that just beats it, yeah. And if you actually look at the depth-sounding picture that it makes, they actually look like sturgeon. So, yeah, if those spots are... Okay, yeah, I got to fix the timeout timer on this thing. If those spots are taken, just drive around and try to find some. One of my best spots was right there off the launch on the right as you go downstream. There's like a big drop-off there, and then just get past that drop-off anywhere there, and she's usually pretty good.
Yeah, I'm always, I think that's kind of the trick. I never know, like, you know, is it better to be in the deeper water, or should I be in the shallower water? Because, man, the depth changes pretty wildly at that part of the North Channel. I mean, there's 70-foot, 40-foot, 30-feet, 20. I mean, it's kind of all over the map.
Yeah, I would say if you find a 70-foot hole or 60-foot hole, go upstream of that hole in about 30, 40-foot of water, maybe even, you know, 31, 32, just upstream of the hole, because they'll be coming out of that hole and getting your baits. And then, like, that whole river, once you leave the launch and go downstream, it'll go, like, 10 feet, then it'll drop to, like, 22 feet. Right at that point, 22 to, you know, 28 feet, you know, that's decent, too. There's a shipwreck. Let me unkey here. If you turn out of the boat ramp and then go where it drops off deep and then go downstream, there should be a shipwreck that you'll see in about 22 feet of water or something like that, 30 feet of water. And then, like, downstream of that is, there used to be a white bench on a dock that we would use as a marker, but I don't know if it's still there or not.
Now, which launch are you talking about? Because I go to the one, it's near Decker's Landing, I think. It's like a dirt, you go down a dirt road, and it's a little teeny dirt parking lot, and it's a real small launch. That's the one that I go to. Is there, like, another one there?
Yeah, if you pass that up and you keep going toward Algonac, you'll get to where Kroger is in Algonac. Right across the street from that, there's a big North Channel launch with a big parking lot. And that's the one I'm talking about, that is a shipwreck downstream and the drop-off and the white bench on the dock that we look for.
Okay, okay. I haven't used that launch yet. Maybe I'll go to that one tonight to check it out, because that other one's kind of small. It was actually a pain in the butt in the dark trying to get the boat out. I mean, we get it, but it definitely has its challenges.
Yeah, there's quite a few sturgeon fishermen that use that launch thinking they're going to get away from the crowd and everything, and you might find there's no parking spots there. The other one has a huge parking spot, and then worst case scenario, if that's all full, you have to walk across the street, but you can go park over in the Kroger parking lot. I don't think there'll be that many. If there's that many people there, I'd probably turn around if that lot's full, but... But no, that's a good launch, and it's got two good porta potties, or not porta potties, but you know what I mean. And yeah, I like that launch. It's pretty well. And as soon as you leave that launch, it's real shallow. If you go straight out, it'll drop like all of a sudden, and then that drop curves towards shore. And then once you get close to shore, there after that drop, there's a shipwreck there. It should show up on your And then if you go downstream a little bit more to get away from that shipwreck, you know, that whole area is pretty good. And you're pretty close to shore. I mean, I've literally anchored 30, 40 yards from shore, and you're in like 22 feet of water. And that there's quite a few sturgeon I've caught there. The one night I caught, there's a campground, if it's still there. You'll see people camping. There'll be about maybe 10 or 15 campers there, and there's a little channel for people to get their boat in there, and they dock there. Just upstream of that, or downstream of it, too, and close to shore is usually pretty good, too.
Very good. All right, well, I'm pulling up to where I'm going here, so I'm going to take and I'll chat with you later. But yeah, I'll keep you updated, and I'll definitely shoot you a message if Sunday lines up for the weather. So we'll talk to you later. I'll be clear on your final. KE8TFM.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I'll probably have, do you talk on the boat at all on a certain frequency? Was it, I forgot what it was, I know you do.
Yeah, usually I use either GMRS or the UMP repeater.
All right, well, make sure you got the Richard one programmed in whatever radio you take, because you might hit that one too. So I'll try that one. Well, text me when you get out there, and we'll try the Richmond one first, and And then if not, I can always jump on 675 too from my vertical on the roof.
Well, actually, I think I can hit the Warren repeater actually anyway. So yeah, so I'll figure out which FBI one works, and I'll set up for that one. But I'll send you a message once I get out there, and yeah, we'll go from there. All right, man. Well, take it easy. We'll talk to you later. KE8 TFM clear.
All right, sounds good. Good luck, and I'll talk to you once you're out there. W8CPT clear. W8CPT. I'm just wondering if I'm still hitting this at medium power, because this thing got pretty darn hot at high power.
Hey, Don. Yeah, you're in there just loud and clear. This is also Don, K8DEP.
All right, that's good to know. And hello, Don. Or just for the heck of it, give it a shot here.
Yeah, if that was low power, you were there's a little bacon fry. It's there was a one slight dropout, although that might not have been the repeater. But yeah, it's still in there. I mean, definitely don't need high power. I would keep it on medium for sure.
Roger. Yeah, this is low power now. It's an HT. It's a new one, a VGC I just got in, and it's got so hot it's fogging up the screen. I'm going to take a picture of it before it goes away. But how's it doing on low power? Am I still making it?
Yeah, actually pretty loud and clear. I'm driving, so I can't quite tell if it's full quieting, but boy, it sure sounded close.
Okay, I lied. That was medium. This is low power. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, there's a slight increase in the residual noise level on low power, but it's, you know, 100% in there, perfectly copyable. I would think for practical purposes, you could probably just use low power.
All right, sounds good. I had to take a quick picture of the screen fogging up when it got hot. I don't know. I never had a radio do that. I mean, I only talked to Davey in there for about, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 minutes, and the thing's super hot, and the screen's fogging up.
Yeah, that's interesting. You would think that you'd be able to do high power with some amount of duty cycle, but... Anyway, yeah, medium for sure is good, or even low. I heard just the second part of the conversation, but I didn't think you guys were in there all that long.
Oh, I don't think I was receiving that time. I had it in my hand instead of sitting on the table. It's got a Bluetooth mic with it.
Are you into the Richmond site? I'm on the Warren site, so I hear an R courtesy tone. So that just means remote, but doesn't necessarily tell me where you're coming in at.
Roger. Yeah, I'm coming in through Richmond. I'm up at my house in Columbus, north of the Richmond site, about 6 or 7 miles.
Okay. No, very good. Yeah, that's an impressive site they've got out there. And like I said, you're doing just fine on whatever power level it is. You're pretty darn solid.
All right, sounds good. I'm gonna give this radio a break and see why it's getting so hot. I don't know. I know there was some plastic over the contacts on the battery, and it wouldn't even turn it on, so maybe I didn't get all that off. But anyway, all right, thanks for coming back to me. Later, this is CPT. I'll be clear here by now.
Okay, yeah, you drifted at the very end of that transmission in and out just a little bit, so maybe you were in and out of the hot spot, but all right, take care. W8CPT-K8DB. Thank you.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 77 degrees.
Well, I heard the W8, and I know it was Don's voice, but that's all I got.
All right, how about now, W-E-E-P-T?
Yep, full quieting, sounding good. Is this the new radio?
Roger that. I'm doing a video screen recording on my phone. I'm actually using my phone Bluetooth to key up and listen, and I got the volume down on the HT. It's pretty neat. I'll put it on Telegram in a minute here.
Yeah, cool. Sounds like it's working. Now, just for giggles, can I hear the radio alone, direct, without, you know, the Bluetooth?
W-A-T-T, this is just the radio.
Okay, the Bluetooth is louder, but it's got kind of a little bit of a muffled quality to it. Not bad, you're clear, but there was a bit of a loss of highs. The radio directly had a little bit more of the highs, but it was significantly quieter.
All right, yeah, when I have when I talk through the radio too, I gotta move it. It was sitting on the table, getting probably a better signal there. But yeah, this is a pretty neat little radio. Other than the moisture issue I had when I was talking to Deviant on here for about 15 minutes, moisture ended up coming on the inside of the screen, and the radio was super hot.
Yeah, that was weird. That was weird. I was looking at that thing. It's pretty intriguing. Now, does that do any digital, or is that purely an analog dual bander?
As far as, like, DMR and stuff, I'm pretty sure it doesn't do any of that. I think it just does analog dual band, but it's pretty neat. I'm uploading the video of us talking just now through the thing, and I kept it going a little bit, too, when I switched to just holding the radio.
Right. Yeah, no, I thought it was an analog radio. I just was curious. Anyhow. That radio's annoying. Seems to be working.
Yeah, now this is through the Bluetooth mic, and I got the radio sitting on the coffee table where I had a decent signal, so does it sound any different?
Yeah, like I say, with the Bluetooth, you're significantly louder. But as far as quieting goes, I think you're about the same. It's hard to say. The other was significantly quieter.
Okay, that other Bluetooth was through my actual phone. I was able to key up on the app on my phone. This is the Bluetooth microphone. So three different ways I was keying up. One with the phone app. Then I went to just the radio, and now I'm just on the handheld Bluetooth mic. It's pretty neat.
Well, that's the one I picked. I had to pick. I think the radio sounds a little better if you could get the audio up on it. The audio's too low. This one's got plenty of audio, and I think it sounds a little bit better than the phone. The phone was very good, too, and loud, plenty loud, but I think the phone had a little bit of a muffled quality. So if I had to pick, I'd probably pick this one, but that's only because I have the radio itself is quiet. It may, in fact, have better fidelity, in my opinion, but it's just with the low amplitude, it's hard to judge.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm on medium power inside my house right now. I'm hoping it doesn't get as hot as it did on high power. It doesn't feel, it's getting a little warm, but not too bad. But no, I'm digging this, and I didn't even get into the APRS, EPS, and something to do with SSTV, too. So, interesting. All right, I got got some things I got to do. I got to quit playing with this. But I did put up that second video, too. There's two videos now on my cell phone. I was doing screen recording. First one's kind of long, but it shows you the settings and all that. And then the second one was just when we were talking just now. So I'm going to go clear after your final. I got to run up to the UPS store. My Cricket hotspot took a dump and they're replacing it under warranty. I have the worst luck. Anyway, I'll be clear at your final. W8CPT.
All right, enjoy. We'll catch you later. I'll check out those videos. W8FU.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly sunny, 77 degrees.
KF8BTI, KK6J. Yeah, this is KK6J. You're really breaking up there. I heard you in there. Go ahead. KF8BTI, you copy? KKHJ. Yeah, KK.
Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 78 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, sunny, 77 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly sunny, 75 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, sunny, 74 degrees.
N1KRC mobile.
W8CPT. W8CPT.
Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 70 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 64 degrees.